Hello and greetings. This is your life purpose numerologist, Carol Adrian. Today I'm looking at an email from a woman named Ellen who lives in the Washington, D.C. area. Ellen writes, "Where should I live? I want to sell my big four-bedroom house and use my money to do something besides pay the mortgage and my time doing something besides maintenance. I'm thinking of co-housing, but I don't know where. Should I live near my job? Should I move back home near my five siblings and their families? And where should I be to find a steady guy?" And she gives me her full name from her birth certificate and her birth date of March 16, 1953. So, Ellen, I ran a chart for you, and I'm looking at it right now. The first thing I look at, of course, is to see, what kind of pinnacle are you in? Now, at the age of 54, you went into your last number, pinnacle number three, which is an easygoing number usually. It means that you're supposed to be having fun and doing things that are pleasurable, short-term, expressive, maybe a little traveling here and there, socializing. It's an outgoing, creative, communicative number. Usually there are young people around you. It's social. And it's usually very positive. The fourth challenge that goes along with it here is a six, which could mean that if you move back to your family area where your siblings and their children are, your challenge would be that you're around your family, and that's a good thing, and the challenge is that you're around your family, and it could be a challenging thing. So if you're the type and you have a six habit challenge, I see in your letters of your name, and you have a realization or end result number, like kind of where you're headed towards in your life is a six also, you may find that you really, really want to be around family because that's the most important thing for you. And depending on where your siblings live, I don't know what kind of community that is, if they are people who are single widowers there or divorced men, and where you can find a steady guy. But it seems like you should be with someone. And it could be someplace, I don't know where your siblings are, or if there's a sense that it's around a college. I sort of see some kind of academic, it's just an energy that I'm picking up here. Something to do with academics or universities. Your destiny is a five, your heart's desire is a five. You've always wanted to travel, you've always wanted to see the world. And I don't blame you for wanting to get out from underneath a big mortgage. What is that about? That's the way I feel too. And all this maintenance, when you could be doing something else, you could even be renting, and it might be a better deal than pouring money into a house. You have to check that out, but I've often considered that renting is easier and gives you more flexibility, and it's not always necessary to own a house. Put that money in the bank and invest it. Day of birth you have is a 16-7, a 7 on the physical, so I see you as somewhat needing some space, and you need a place where you can think and have some quiet time and maybe a little tiny garden that you would like to putter around in, but nothing too large, and maybe near a big library. I also would wonder if you've ever considered going abroad for a short period of time, either house swapping if you live in a desirable house or neighborhood, or going somewhere, and just for a short time, like teach English somewhere in a country where you've never been before. You're 57 now, you're going to be 57 in March. There's a sense that there are a lot of restrictions. It seems to me that one of the things I pick up in your chart mostly is right now in 2010, you're in a four personal year, which usually means you tend to stay more stable, to make fewer changes. You've been kind of restless for at least a year, but for many, since about, 2005 or so, you've had a lot of maybe repair bills or construction costs or something, a tightening of the belt, as it were, that's been keeping you from making too much of a move. And of course, you're very responsible. That's your sixth challenge. So you're always going to do what you perceive to be something that's kind of traditional, or what you feel to be, something your parents might approve of if they were the practical types. Or if they weren't the practical types, something that you wish they had taught you. However, I can't overlook the fact that you have this five that is lusting for adventure and travel. Now, you're going into a 5 in 2011, in January of 2011. However, most of your influences, and I won't burden you with the details, but let's just say there's a lot of 4 energy in 2 or 3 places in your chart, which are going to make it, you're going to have to sort out, you know, a lot of practical considerations before you make any big leap. Now, there is sort of a leaping year, maybe as early as March of 2013. Now, that may seem horribly long away, and I understand. And I don't say you have to wait till that long, but I think there's going to be a major shift right there anyway. So if you move now, you might move again. Now, just looking at 2010 this year, if you were going to sell your house, let me give you a couple of possibilities. This may not be the best market. Maybe that's why you've been waiting. I mean, you asked me this question 4 months ago, and I've just now gotten to it. So maybe you're having trouble selling it. But June of this year, 2010, is a 1 month starting something new. The influences at that time favor selling a home. However, you may get negotiated down with whatever you're trying to sell. You may wind up selling it for less, unless you can hold out maybe until November of 2010 this year. Next year, going into next year, 2011, it's very possible you could sell your house for the right amount of money, what's fair, in April, around April, May of next year, if you want to hang on about a year from now. Now, if you don't and you want to sell it and you want to get out from under it, or you have a big repair that you're facing, you'd rather not go there and invest any more money in this place, fine. You know, look towards June, maybe, to putting it up to sell. Otherwise, I would put it up to sell somewhere like April, May of next year. And I do see a possibility of you going on a trip and having some fun according to your heart's desire, let us say, for an extended period next year, in July of next year, for maybe 8 months. There's a good window of opportunity there for some either short-term travel or even going on a longer trip, maybe overseas or something, if you can get that together financially. So anyway, I think co-housing under the circumstances of your number four that's influencing you for the next few years, I think that makes a lot of sense. It's a time of cutting costs, streamlining, and getting organized, and just, you know, taking care of necessities, but not letting go of the burden. That's what I see for you. So good luck, and let me know what you think of this. And I would love to hear any updates as things change for you. Thanks so much for writing to me.